Welcome to PCB Chat, where we talk with experts across the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronic supply chain fields. I'm Mike Buto, Editor-in-Chief of PCD&F and Circuits Assembly. My guest today is Wally Rhines on behalf of the ESD Alliance. Wally has spent more than 45 years in the electronics industry, specifically in EDA and semiconductors, including 25 years as Chief Executive of Mentor. Welcome back to PCB Chat, Wally.
Glad to be back, Mike.
Wally's going to share the latest market numbers from the ESD Alliance for the fourth quarter 2019, which ended December 31st. The overall picture is mixed, with product revenues up and service revenues down. What can you tell us, Wally?
Well, the overall number for the EDA industry is still a positive, 2.2%. And I'd highlight the fact that the full year for 2019 has come in above $10 billion for the market, $10.2 billion, which is an 8.3% increase. So it was a very good year for EDA software sales and IP as well. And in fact, one of the real stars here was the printed circuit board and multi-chip module category, which outgrew the others substantially.
So PCB was an outlier in a good way, as you mentioned. I noticed that the IC tool revenue dropped. Was there a particular event that caused that?
Nothing that we can directly attribute. And remember, that's quarterly data where you see the drop. The annual data, for IC layout, was 9.5% for the full year. So we had a lower quarter, minus 3.9%, but overall, IC layout has been a very strong category in the last year.
Yeah, and I'll just reiterate, Wally is correct. The PCB and MCM numbers were up 19% year over year for the quarter. Let's talk a little bit about what happened geographically.
For the fourth quarter, in PCB alone, we had positive growth everywhere but North America for the quarter. For the full year, PCB, everybody was positive around the world, but we had particular strength in Asia Pacific, and I guess I'd say also Europe.
And the good news is the four quarters moving average looks very good for EDA, you know, particularly in Europe, at least at quarter's end.
It did. It was 8.6%. That's a very healthy year. That's faster growth than the customer base they serve. And so one has to look at these numbers and say, gee, why is PCB and multi-chip module growing so fast? And we could attach a lot of explanations, but the survey data itself tells us nothing about the why, only the where and the what.
Obviously, the big question on everyone's mind is how significant an impact COVID-19 will have on their business and the industry at large. You've always been cautious about predicting the future, which I can respect. Let me ask, does anything you've experienced in your long career recall this current situation? And if so, what suggestions do you have for how to keep this in perspective?
Well, first of all, EDA has been a relatively stable business, despite the fact that it serves markets, particularly semiconductors, that can be very volatile. When a recession occurs worldwide, the semiconductor industry typically feels it very strongly and typically overshoots on the downside and the upside, whereas EDA tends to be more stable, tends to lag the semiconductor industry a little, both in the downturn and the upturn. But overall, the one thing that companies continue to do during bad times is design new products, because we all know someday this will be over, and when it's over, you need to have new, exciting products if you want to bounce back to your former growth.
Have you specifically seen any data on how companies invest in technology during financial downturns?
We tracked it up till about 7 or 8 years ago, when the data became harder to track because of ratable revenue recognition and a mixture of the way people recognize revenue. So when we tracked through a recession, what we found was typically, and this is not an ESDA conclusion, this was my own conclusion working with statisticians at my company, Mentor Graphics, we found that the EDA industry turn down in a recession later than the semiconductor industry and turned up later. And we concluded that it was because engineers could see a recession coming. They would up the expenditures and buy everything they could, knowing tough times were ahead. And then when you came out of the recession, companies wanted to get their R&D back in line as a percent of revenue, so they held off on their spending for EDA as long as they could. And so, therefore, the recovery in their overall revenue occurred ahead of the recovery in their EDA spending.
I'm not sure if you're going to be able to address this, but in the EDA space, most seats are sold via digital means or through a cloud-based access SaaS approach, correct?
Well, very few of the EDA tools are actually used in SaaS-based the type models where you use them on the internet. That's something that we talk about happening in the future, but it's been very slow to take off. And all of the major companies that sell printed circuit board software have indicated it's still in the future.
Would you think an event like COVID could move that needle?
I suppose, but the COVID itself is forcing people to work from home, and they can still access the servers in their own companies as well as accessing the cloud. And even if they access the cloud, they can download copies of the software from their license server. So there's not anything about COVID that is overwhelmingly compelling to make the move, although I think most people feel the move is inevitable at some point in the future.
Last thing, where do we stand in for the employment numbers?
Employment is up. Now, remember, this is lagging data. This is the fourth quarter of last year, 2019, but employment's up 6% in the EDA industry. So people continue to hire to develop new software and to service customers in what have been growing markets. We'll undoubtedly experience some change here as the effects of COVID-19 come through, but even that will last a finite period of time. So hopefully we'll move out of this sooner rather than later and get back on that growth path. And hopefully the 6% growth in EDA professionals will not be greatly affected eventually in the future.
I will knock on wood for that.
Okay.
All right. Anything else that comes to mind?
Some of the interesting things in the fourth quarter were the strength of PCB schematic tools, which is not as big a category. The big category is physical design, and it was actually very strong, 22%, and that's where the largest share of dollars are. But library management was quite strong, and so were the analysis tools, and as I mentioned, schematics. So everything across the board was exceptionally strong, and the full year numbers at 15%, I think, reflect a lot of system design going on, and suggest fairly broad strength, because if you take the growth rate of the fastest growth, the PCB-oriented companies in the industry, they are greater, but not that much greater.
So all in all, a really good year in 2019, and we'll hope that the current blip here in this quarter, which is yet to be realized, I suppose, doesn't have too much of an effect on the 2020 numbers.
Yeah, I hope we can keep up this momentum, and there certainly is a lot of room to grow in new areas like packaging, as well as what is apparently happening fairly broadly in the printed circuit board design business, and that says to me that lots of system companies have programs going on that are substantially greater than we've seen in the past.
Thank you, Wally. As always, it's been a pleasure in talking with you. And for PCB Chat, this is Mike Buteau. Have a good day.